Springing into spring. Tommy and Charlotte are wandering around the park, finishing their ice cream.
That was tasty. Look, the cherry blossoms are blooming. They're so pretty.
Now that the temperature is higher, we can do so many more outside activities. We should go hiking or camping.
Yes, that'll be super fun. We should check the weather forecast carefully. If we decide to go camping, though, we might get caught in the April showers.
Good idea. Let's plan an adventure for the middle of spring when it's a little bit warmer.
You know, there's something else we need to do. Now that spring has come around, we've been hibernating all winter, and the apartment feels messy. I think it's time to do some spring cleaning.
I think you're right. We need to scrub, sweep, and clean every corner of the apartment. Let's do it this weekend.
Deal. Hey, let's go to the flower market, too. I want to buy some new plants for the living room. I feel like the apartment could use some life and color.
Looks like we've got spring fever. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're carrying on with our article about springing into spring with Tommy and Charlotte. You might remember we ended yesterday with them going off to get some ice cream because it's finally warm enough. Winter's gone, the weather's hotting up, time for some ice cream. And that's what we see here. Tommy and Charlotte are wandering around the park, finishing their ice cream. They already bought it, they're just finishing the last few licks or bites, and they're wandering. Wandering means walking around casually without any real direction in mind. You might go to the supermarket, get a few things you want, but then wander around to see if there's anything else that catches your eye. You could wander around a new city just to see what's there, like, oh, that building's interesting. Oh, cool, there's a nice restaurant over there. You don't plan any of it, you just kind of check it out. You might say, for example, Frank likes wandering around bookstores and seeing what's new.
Wander 这个动词呢，就是闲逛或是游荡。那后面可以接，比如说像是 around, toward, or into, 那代表就是在点点点附近闲晃啦，或是朝哪里闲逛过去，或是闲逛进入某处。那不过有一个字呢，跟它长得非常相似，它是 w-o-n-d-e-r, 念作 wonder。那这个动词呢，是纳闷、想知道，意思完全不一样哦。像是 I'm wondering, Pat,If you can, lend me some money.
Okay, let's wander over to the bank and I'll get it for you. So Charlotte says, that was tasty. Obviously, she means her ice cream because the word tasty means delicious, yummy, nice to eat or drink, giving a pleasant feeling when you eat it. You might say, this fruit juice is really tasty. It's sweet, but not too sweet.
Tasty 这个形容词呢，就是美味的、可口的。当然，你也可以用 delicious 来说。那它的动词呢是 taste, T-A-S-T-E, 那解释为品尝。所以当你要说，哎，这个东西很好吃，你也可以说 it tastes good.
So yesterday we had Tommy pointing out all the spring obvious stuff, flowers blooming, birds singing, bees buzzing, and Charlotte seems to have caught that from him like
a
cold.
Now it's her turn.
Yeah, she says, look, the cherry blossoms are blooming.
Cherry blossom, 那就是樱花。在台湾呢，像是阳明山 Yangming Mountain,、La La Mountain, 或是武林农场都可以 看到很漂亮的 cherry blossoms.
Yeah, a lot of people go off to Japan to see them,、don't they? And Charlotte says, they're so pretty. Okay, Tommy, though, he's moved on from his poetic spring images, and he's starting to think of more cool things to do in spring. And he says...Now that the temperature is higher, we can do so many more outside activities. We could also say outdoor activities. Both are okay. But he started off that sentence with now that. Now that can be used to show that something has changed, something is different from before, like now that this has happened. And you use it to link it to some kind of result of this change. So things have changed, and because of this change,We can do this. Now that this has happened, we can do this different thing. He also mentions the temperature. And the temperature is just a measure of how hot or cold something is. It's just a scale we use. There are a few different ones. The North Americans use the Fahrenheit in the US. Most of the rest of the world uses degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. But you might even see some people using Kelvin in science, the K, degrees Kelvin. So here's an example sentence. The temperature today will be around 15 degrees Celsius.
好，我们为同学整理一下刚刚看到的片语 now that 代表是既然某事发生，那接下来另外一件事情就可以发生了。那还有一个名词呢，是 temperature， 什么意思呢？ Let's take a look.Temperature 这个名词啊，指的是温度。那高温、低温、温度高、温度低，你可以用 high 或 low 来形容。那 temperature 也可以是人的体温哦，像是我们可以说 the nurse is going to take his temperature， 代表护理师即将要帮他量体温。所以帮人家量体温是 take one's temperature。那温度升高啊，我们可以说 the temperature rises； 温度降低是 the temperature falls。那如果是骤降，很快速的降低，那我们可以用 drop 这个动词。
So Tommy's still thinking of fun stuff to do now that the weather's improving. He says, we should go hiking or camping.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to do in spring.
That's right. But Charlotte is, while she agrees, she does have a word of warning. She says, yes, that'll be super fun. We should check the weather forecast carefully if we decide to go camping, though.
Forecast 这个名词呢，指的是预测或是预报，所以前面加个 weather forecast， 那就是天气预报。所以 it's always good to check weather forecast before you go somewhere.
Right, especially camping and being outside overnight. As she points out, we might get caught in the April showers.
Shower 这边呢、啊，当可数名词哦，代表的是阵雨。所以 April shower，April 是四月，对不对？那 April shower 指的就是四月常见的阵雨。那因为呢，在西方，大部分的雪在四月的时候会融化成水，所以滋养花跟各种植物，所以才有这种说法。
Now this is certainly a phrase I grew up with in the UK, like April showers. The feeling that April is kind of a rainy month. It does feel sort of similar here, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's also a rainy season.
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes. So Tommy agrees with this. He says, good idea. So he also then says, let's plan an adventure, for the middle of spring, when it's a little bit warmer. So they're at the start of spring now, but he thinks they should probably wait a bit just so the last bits of winter go away. Because often when spring starts, you'll kind of think, great, and then the next week it'll be like, oh, it's winter again, how'd that happen? Because spring hasn't quite fully arrived. But what he does want to do is go on an adventure. An adventure is an exciting time. It usually involves going somewhere, usually involves doing or seeing or going something or somewhere new, but it might involve even a bit of possible danger, a risk. This idea, we don't quite know what's going to happen next. We're not certain about every single thing we're going to do during this time. You might say, last summer, I went on a hiking adventure in the mountains of Nantou County.
Adventure 这个名词就是冒险，所以我们可以说啊 ，plan an adventure， 你计划一场冒险，好之后去进行，或者是 have an adventure， 或者是刚刚例句里面有用到的 go on an adventure 是可以的。
So Charlotte then says, you know, there's something else we need to do now that spring has come around.There's another use of that now that, and so you can see it can be used at the start of a sentence.And introduce the change before you introduce the result. Here we can see how it's used in the middle of a sentence. So the change is in the second clause, and what they can do, or she's kind of signaling there is something they need to do, in the first clause. So you can see how it works wherever you put it in the sentence. But the change that's happened, of course, is that spring has come around. What does she mean? Let's find out. When we say that something has come around, we just mean it's arrived. But we use this phrase in particular for regular events, things that happen at the same or around the same time every year. And so it's kind of like that circle of life I badly sang about yesterday. We could talk about Christmas coming around every year. My birthday's coming around again. Oh, it's spring's coming around. Chinese New Year's coming around. It means it's about to happen at the usual time of year. Here's an example. Now that winter has come around, people are starting to make preparations for Christmas.
Come around 这个片语呢，指的是定期的事件如常的发生或是来临，所以很常在前面加上一个节日。那某个节日 is coming around， 那就代表快要发生了。
So Charlotte points out, we've been hibernating all winter, and the apartment feels...Messy.
It means not good.
Right.
Hibernate 这个动词呢是动物冬眠的动作。所以像是什么动物会冬眠呢 ?Snakes hibernate, right?
Yeah.
Bears do that too, and also squirrels.
Yeah, a lot of Taiwanese females tend to hibernate in my experience.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you don't like going out, don't like getting out of bed. So let's look at the adjective messy. Messy means not very neat or tidy.Doesn't mean it's like unclean or dirty. It's just that there's things that need to be put away, things that maybe just need a little bit of dusting, just needs to be sorted out a bit. So Charlotte carries on and says, I think it's time to do some spring cleaning.
Okay, so 呢刚刚说到 messy 就是很乱可是不脏。那很乱的话还是要清洁还是要整理。所以呢这边说 it's time to do some...Cleaning, right?
Yeah. Now, of course, these two would be slightly late if you were in Taiwan, because you kind of do it just before Chinese New Year, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the spring cleaning then. Here, we're after Chinese New Year. But for people in the West, we tend to do our spring cleaning a little bit later. We haven't got Chinese New Year to kind of mark it. So Tommy says, I think you're right. We need to scrub, sweep, and clean every corner of the apartment.So we got a couple of words there, scrub and sweep. They're both to do with different types of cleaning. Let's start by checking out scrub. To scrub something is to clean that thing by rubbing it pretty hard, especially with a brush, usually with soap or water. You could use a cloth, but the idea is you use quite a bit of effort to make sure you get any dirt, grease, oil, or whatever off. You would scrub your pots and pans after cooking, especially if you've left a bit of like food oil from cooking in the pan. You would definitely want to scrub your bathroom to keep that really clean. Use a brush to scrub the toilet, keep that clean, that sort of stuff. So it's not just a quick wipe and done, you got to put a bit of effort into it. You might say, after I dropped my dinner on the floor, it took me an hour to scrub it clean, it meaning the floor.
Scrub 这个动词呢，指的是用力的擦洗或是刷洗。那除了要 scrub 之外，还要 sweep。
Scrub you'd use to get rid of stuff that's kind of stuck to a surface, but sweep you're using to clean stuff that isn't so stuck. Dust, leaves, other things that are usually on a floor, and to sweep you would use a brush, either a big long-handled one or maybe just a small-handled one. You sweep it up into a pile that you can then vacuum, sweep it into a dustpan so you can pick it up and dump it in the garbage, sweep it just out of the house. Somebody might say, I'm going into the garden to sweep some leaves off our drive.The drive is your bit of the house where you put your car, and you sweep the leaves off there.
Sweep 这个动词呢，就是清扫或是打扫。那它的三拍要注意哦。原型是 sweep， 过去式跟过去分词是 swept, S-W-E-P-T.
That's the past and the past participle. So Tommy then continues with this idea of spring cleaning. Let's do it this weekend.
Oh, not today.
No, I mean, sometimes you need a couple of days to do it. And if they're out in the park and it's nice, maybe you don't want to go back and start spring cleaning straight away. You got to kind of plan that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you might need to buy a few things like garbage bags or cleaning supplies.
Yeah, get your mental ready for
that. Yeah, start in the morning and so you're done by the end of the day or whatever. So Charlotte says, deal. And then she has another idea. She says, hey, let's go to the flower market too.I want to buy some new plants for the living room. I feel like the apartment could use some life and colour. Now, if something could use a particular thing, then we're saying that thing needs something or would really like to have something very much. If you're talking about yourself, you just say, I want that. I'd like to have that. I could use a cup of coffee. I could use an early night. I could use a vacation.She's saying the room could use something. So she's saying, this room needs it. This room needs a bit of life and colour. It's a bit kind of, maybe a bit plain, maybe a bit dull, a bit boring. Let's make things a bit more springy.
Could use something, 那就是真的很想要或是急需某物。那主词可以是人， I could use something, 或者是像这边我们讲的是一个地方。那这个地方呢，就是它的公寓。所以 Charlotte 觉得它的公寓需要一些活力和 color, 色彩。
Mm-hmm. And Tommy says, looks like we've got spring fever. Let's go!
Fever 指的是对某事物的狂热或是热忱，所以 spring fever 指的就是春日狂热。那就是因为春天呢，它这个天气比较暖和，人们就会比较 excited.
Yeah, it's
like, 比较躁动。
Yeah, it's like spring has kind of got into them and it's making them do different things.
Yeah, people would want to do something.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of fever that's good. You know, like, I got shopping fever, let's go buy stuff.
Right.
So that brings us to the end of today's article, but now let's go to our For You Chat question, which is, what activities are more suitable for spring than winter, and why?
Like going hiking?
Yeah.
Having a picnic?
Yeah.
Going camping?
All that kind of outside stuff,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, outdoor activities.
Yeah, doing, you know, there's sort of winter sports like, you know, ice skating, all of that kind of stuff that you do inside. Spring, you'd go, okay, let's maybe go outside. You'd start the baseball playing again when the weather's a bit better. You know, go for a game of golf or a bit of tennis when it's not so bad or wet or cold to be outside. And of course, why?The weather is better.
Right.
As we covered today. Yeah, the temperature is warmer. There's a bit less rain. The sun is brighter. The days are starting to get longer again. So there's a bit more daylight. All of that sort of stuff. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article. Thanks very much for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Wander. Jack likes to wander around the shopping center and look at the stores on the weekends. Tasty. That restaurant was so good. The spaghetti was one of the tastiest dishes I've ever had. Temperature. The nurse took my temperature and told me that I had a fever and needed some medicine. Adventure.Nick is traveling to South America next week, and he's excited about the adventure. Scrub. Sarah scrubbed the toilet for a long time, but she couldn't get it clean. Sweep. Tom's mom told him to wash the dishes and sweep the floor after dinner.
智慧小补帖
Cherry blossom. Forecast. Hibernate.